Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today, as today I bring you a story that reminds us just how powerful one voice can be when it's willing to ask for help. You have seen the stories I've shared about transplant journeys before, including Coleman Drew's double lung transplant, and these stories resonate because they're real. They're life and death, and they're also hope. Today, we're talking with someone who is in the same kind of fight right now. Her name is Josephine Simonson, and she's searching for something most of us never think about until it becomes urgent, a kidney. Josephine, thank you for joining me here on The Mark White Show today.
And thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Josephine, if you would tell our listeners a little bit about yourself outside of this particular situation needing a kidney.
So outside of it, I'm a 27-year-old mom with a freshly 3-year-old. Pretty much just stay at home, hang out with the child and our dogs.
When did you first find out that you were going to need a kidney transplant, Josephine?
So I got diagnosed in 2018 while I was living in Tennessee. Found out that I actually have a birth defect that should have been caught when I was around our son's age. I've gone back through multiple medical records, and it shows that I've had multiple symptoms, and it just kind of seemed like they got ignored until I moved to a different state. In 2018, I was at stage 4. I did have surgery to try to correct it. It did not work. And so now, after having our son and having my third back surgery, my kidneys have gone just straight down. They're currently at 4%. Yeah.
And if you think about how it's affected you not only physically, but emotionally. What has this journey been like for you, Josephine?
It's messed with me a lot of times emotionally, because it's, you know, having to know that you have to have an organ now to live. Like, you have to, you know, trying to find a donor, trying to get it out, the story out there to hopefully find a donor. And, you know, if I don't have a donor, then I'll have to get on dialysis until, you know, if I end up developing symptoms. Thank goodness, I thank the Lord, I'm not on dialysis right now, even with my low kidney function. But if I end up getting those symptoms, I'd have to start dialysis. And then being on dialysis, it's not a horrible thing. It's just, it does take a lot on you and your body, because it's taking out your blood and filtering it through a machine and putting it back into your body. So you're trying to, you're one of getting a living donor before hopefully having to wait for a deceased donor. It does take a toll sometimes, but you try not to think about it that much.
And you are listed with UAB currently, and we've had a lot of people who have gone through UAB. How long have you been on the transplant list now?
I've been on the transplant list since 2024.
And what does day-to-day look like? I know that you mentioned you don't do dialysis yet, and hopefully you won't have to. You'll find that donor that you're needing. But what does your current life look like?
So currently, I do have to get my labs drawn every month with a transplant center so that they can test my antibodies. Thank goodness my antibodies are zero. And if anybody's wondering, that's, they're just making sure those 0% antibodies is, when I get a transplant, that means I have a less likely of rejecting the kidney, my body rejecting the kidney. Besides those labs, I actually have to go every 4 weeks to the cancer center and get a shot. I have to get labs drawn and get a shot because my hemoglobin goes very low because of the kidney disease. And I'm also, you know, I'm an anemic, and then I have Raynaud's. And then I also get labs drawn every 3 months at my nephrologist's office, because I see him just to keep updating, you know, to be updated on my kidney function and kidney health.
Let's talk about the donor side for just a minute. What are the basic requirements for someone who might be able to help you?
So for the donor, they cannot have blood pressure, they cannot have diabetes, and obviously no renal problems. It can be anyone, any age. My insurance will cover all the testing for the donor up until the discharge after the surgery. After the surgery, if the donor has to go back, it would have to go through their private insurance. But they just would fill out the form at the UAB. It's uabmedicine.org. They would just fill out the living donor form. And if they pass that screening, a kidney coordinator will call within about 7 to 10 business days. And then they'll call them and, I believe, ask for like their medical records and everything. And they'll obtain those and also bring them up to UAB so that they can start testing if they pass like the medical records part.
Josephine, what has support looked like for you from friends and family and even strangers?
Oh, it's been good. I've got my little son, and then my husband's amazing support. My mother-in-law, my mother, you know, in-laws, family, and they know it's a rough thing to go through, because this is something, like I said, should have been fixed when I was very young. But it wasn't. So, you know, but there's a lot of support there.
And if someone listening right now feels a nudge to help, what would you say directly to that person?
If they would love to help, that would, one, be amazing. And also, I apologize, my son is talking to me right now.
You're fine.
I'm trying to speak. It would be amazing. And I mean, all they would just have to do is just go to uabmedicine.org and just fill out the form. I mean, it's not hard. I know a lot of people have thought about whether they want to donate or not. And it's a tough decision. You know, it's a decision that needs to be made wisely, but it does help. As far as I know, and that I have seen donors all it is, they just donate their kidney and they're fine. Like, it doesn't, it's not messing with your other kidney. It doesn't mess with you or anything.
You have a flyer that you shared with me, and I want to give the information again off of that flyer to help. And again, the donor needs no high blood pressure, no diabetes, no renal problems, and they can visit uabmedicine.org. They can scroll down to transplant, then scroll to donate a kidney and fill out the donor form. And the recipient information is Josephine Simonson. Josephine and Simonson, S-I-M-O-N-S-O-N, date of birth, 9/15/98. Insurance will cover all testing, visits up to surgery. After donor's discharge, donor will have to use their private insurance. If you have any questions, you can feel free to message Josephine at 334-303-2888. I do want to mention that Josephine is also part of the Paired Kidney Exchange Program, which opens the door for even more people to help. You don't have to be O positive or O negative. Even if you're not a direct match for her, you can still donate a kidney to another recipient. And in return, Josephine receives a compatible kidney from another donor in the program. It's a chain of generosity that connects people who may never meet, but end up saving each other's lives. So even if you've ever been told you're not a match for someone, that doesn't mean you can't still make a life-changing difference. I know that you have a child, as you mentioned, and a husband that needs you desperately, and you need to be there for them fully. And I hope that this does help you, Josephine.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Folks, when we come back, we're going to have Scott Phillips with Outdoor Ability Foundation joining us to talk about their track chair effort. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
To do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Hi, this is Don McClain. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen now. He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as we continue our conversation with Scott Phillips of Outdoor Ability Foundation. Scott has been on the show a couple of times over the years, and every mission has a starting point and a reason that it matters. And for Scott, That reason has a name, his son, Grayson. His son, when I talked years ago, Grayson came on the show and he was the reason behind everything we're hearing today. Every track chair, every connection, every mile traveled to help someone experience the outdoors again. That mission is reaching beyond Alabama today with a track chair headed to New York with Team Tanner, and Zach Roberts offered to carry that track chair up to New York. This is what it looks like when purpose becomes action. Scott, welcome back to the Mark White Show.
Hey, buddy. Good talking to you again.
Absolutely. And let's start with Grayson, if you would, because he's obviously the reason behind all of this, the foundation of it. Can you share with our listeners who Grayson is and how he shaped this mission?
Yeah, absolutely. So Grayson is my son. He is 26 now. At the age of 10, he says, "Hey, Dad, I would love to go hunting." And I said, "Okay, we don't have any hunting equipment. We don't have any land to go to. We don't have any of that kind of stuff. But if that's what you want to do, we'll figure it out." And through different organizations that would take kids hunting, his passion for the outdoors grew. And we were on a turkey hunt, which is what it's turkey season right now. So in Alabama, we went on a turkey hunt, and, you know, he's in a manual wheelchair. He has spina bifida. So when we get to the property, we get set up on the place that we're going to be turkey hunting, which is has a blind where he can get in and no big deal. Well, the turkeys didn't want to cooperate that day, so we had to try to go to them. And what happened was I had to put Grayson on my back and carry his wheelchair and us try to go track down the turkeys, which was a bit of a challenge. But, you know, we do what we've got to do. And once I got back from that hunt, I started looking for ways to for someone that's in a wheelchair to get from point A to point B easier and more independently than on daddy's back, you know, or a guide's back or whoever, you know. So we ran across these all-terrain chairs. It was an action track chair in the day. That was really the only type of chair that was available. And fortunately, there's many more available today, but we were, we talked to the representative. He told me how much it was, and it was like $13,000 back at that $12,000 or $13,000. I said, "Look, I don't have that kind of cash available. I just got my daughter a car who was 16. Grayson was 14 when we went on that turkey hunt. I said, I can't afford two of them, you know?" And he said, "Okay, no problem." Several months later, he called me back and said, "Hey, we've got a someone that is wanting to sell their used track chair. Would you be interested?" And I said, "Absolutely. How much do they want?" And it was like $8,500. I said, "I don't have $8,500 either. But what I'll do is if they'll give me a little bit of time, I'll go out and just start raising some money and see if I can get, you know, the funds needed." Well, we got to about 2 weeks before the deadline, and we had raised about half of the money that was needed. We had a personal friend and a mentor in his family step up and say, "Look, we'll take care of the other half. Y'all go get the chair," which was just such a blessing. And so once we got the chair, we saw what kind of independence that it gave him. We decided to try to help as many people as we could do the exact same thing and gain some freedom and independence to just go outdoors hunting and fishing. So that's the way we set up our foundation. We've been in existence. This is our 12th year. We've been fortunate. The chair that's going to New York will be our 42nd chair that we've been able to help provide. And it's just crazy, you know, because we just, we're a small organization in Alabama, and we've been to 13 different states you know, helping kids and their families get outdoors a lot easier. So that's kind of how everything's worked.
What's the farthest state so far, Scott?
New York.
I thought so.
Believe it or not, this is our second chair that's gone to New York. The first time that we meet with all of the people that we donate to, okay, all the recipients, we meet with them. So when the first person contacted me, I said, look, it's just, unless you're going to come to Alabama or somewhere in between, this just isn't going to happen. And about the same time, one of our board members started traveling to just throughout the eastern, United States. And lo and behold, he was going to New York. And I called the person up and I said, God provides in his timing and in everything. We've got, Donnie Yates. He's coming up to New York. If you guys can meet him, then it's a win-win. And we shipped the chair up there. Donnie went and met with the family. And we're going to work on that same type of deal with this new chair.
You've seen firsthand what access can do. What happens when someone who thought the outdoors was no longer possible suddenly gets that opportunity?
Wow. I'm telling you, I tell everybody it's a game changer, because just imagine, and it's hard for us to imagine because we have the ability to go wherever we want. Most people do, right? But imagine sitting on your back deck or in your front yard as a child, watching your cousins or your friends or whoever playing the playground. Those are the things that we kind of experienced, with Grayson was, he just couldn't go out to where everyone else was. Although he gave a pretty good shot. There's no doubt about that. He did not want to be left behind. But there's a lot of kids that just aren't able to do so. But you see how these kids just light up when they're able to go places they haven't been able to go. We gave a chair to Colton Moore a couple of years ago, and he's in the Springville area. And his mom was like, this is the first time he's been able to go out in the backyard, and it just happened to snow about that time. So he got to go play in the snow, and, just it's liberating for these kids.
And there's a ripple effect because families get involved, they have skin in the game, and communities rally around these individuals, these young people. What have you seen happen beyond the individual using the chair when it comes to the coming together?
Yeah, so I've seen different organizations kind of take our model a little bit and do the same thing. So there's at least three groups that I know of that or have seen what we've done. They like the way we do it, and they said, we're going to do the same thing. So we've seen our little three-person group grow to, three other organizations. So it's been pretty amazing to see how people realize what those needs are and want to expand and grow it just a little bit more. So I think that's pretty cool for number one. The other part is just really when you get communities involved, they see what those needs are. They see what the desires are of these kids. And then they're like, wow, we had no idea how independence and the freedom that is offered with these types of chairs, really how it affects the kids and their families, by the way, because you get to, instead of limiting where you're going, you get to expand where you're going. So it's been pretty cool to hear people that get to go fishing again, that get to go to the beach again, that get to go just, you know, really outdoors anywhere. You know, so it's really amazing to see how people come together for these causes and really rally behind these families.
And Scott, for people who may be hearing about Outdoor Foundation for the first time, Outdoor Ability Foundation for the first time, or it's getting back on their radar, as you grow the mission, what are the challenges right now that you're facing?
Yeah, really, like any foundation or nonprofit, whatever, funding's always going to be, you know, the main thing that we look at. You know, it's these chairs are expensive, and expensive is relative, you know, but to someone that's got a disability, everything in the disability world is expensive. Everything is. So you've got a chair that is 12, 13 grand, you know, retail. I typically get these chairs secondhand. Again, going based on our experience, because I can get them less expensive. That's really where everything lies, is getting the chairs and paying for them, and then working with the families to get them to them. I get calls like I get emails and calls from all over the United States. I had someone reach out from California this morning, Oregon 2 days ago, and I let them know, look, we help as many as we can, but I just don't know if that's going to be a possibility because of our distance. So there's a huge need out there. And to my knowledge, we're the only organization that is specifically designed to help kids between the ages of 8 and 19 with adaptive equipment like these all-terrain chairs to go hunting and fishing. So I haven't run across any other group that's their specific purpose. You know, last year I got a call from someone in Wisconsin. Their daughter was in an accident in Oklahoma. She was doing her therapy in Colorado, and someone in Colorado knew of us, our little organization in Alabama. And we connected, we worked through our program to get her a chair, and she's loving it. She loved to go fishing, but she also loved horses, and she's getting to do both now. So it's been pretty cool.
Scott, for people listening who want to help, who want to take action and help your mission, where can they go? What can they do?
Yeah, so our website, outdoorabilityfoundation.com, there's a section there that says take action. If you go there and hit the learn about me, I think that's what it says, or learn more, it'll take you to the donation page, and it'll allow you to just donate directly to us. You get your donation letter sent to you immediately at that point. So we try to streamline things as much as possible and make it as easy as possible for people. It's got our home address on there. We work, you know, from home. We don't have a big organization or anything like that, but our address is on there. If someone just says, hey, I don't want to do anything electronically, I'd love to send you a check. People can send us a check to outdoorabilityfoundation.com. I mean, go to the website and our information's on there.
Folks from Alabama and beyond, lives are being changed through Outdoor Ability Foundation. And the message here is what Scott and his family, they saw a need and they decided to fill it for others. And you can do that too in your life. You can find something that maybe is a challenge for you, something that you have to overcome, and then think, my neighbor needs that, my friend needs that, someone in the community needs that, and turn that into a purpose. And that's exactly what Scott and Grayson and his family have done through Outdoor Ability Foundation. I want to thank you again, Scott, for your work and Grayson's work and all the efforts that have been made to help these young people be able to have this mobility through Outdoor Ability Foundation. Thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Great hearing from you again, man. I'm so proud to be part of your family, and hope everything goes well with you, man.
You certainly are. Thank you, Scott. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hello?
Hey, Dad. I've got a quick question. Have you got a sec?
Sure, son. Just throwing the ball for Rufus. What's up?
So, I found a couple shingles in our yard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure we need a new roof, but I'm not sure who to call.
Well, your mother and I have always used Thompson Roofing, 256 Roofing.
ChatGPT told me to look for someone local,
mm-hmm.
licensed, insured, and has recognized expertise.
Well, 256 Roofing.
Of course I'm going to need someone I can, you know, trust.
Right. 256 Roofing.
Okay, I'm on Thompson Roofing's website, 256roofing.com, but I think I'll just call. What's their number?
Son, 256 Roofing.
Roofing. You know, I feel like I've heard that before. Thanks, Dad.
You don't just want a roof. You want your home protected by people who respect it. Thompson Roofing and Construction is local, proven, and offer the strongest warranties in Alabama. They provide confidence from the top down.
What's that number again?
256 Roofing.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Where they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.